Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Mr. Shane, please let me explain. By mere Mr. Shane means that you're grand. By mere Mr. Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere Mr. Shane. So kiss me and say you understand. Welcome to this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We started off with a recording from 1938 from Adrian Rollini and his group. They brought us By Mere Bistu Schön, written by Sammy Kahn, Saul Chaplin, Jacob Jacobs, and Shalom Seconda. And that was a quintet led by Adrian Rollini on bass sax, also joined by Bobby Hackett on cornet, Buddy Rich on drums, and the words were brought to us by Sonny Schuyler. As I said, they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and yes, we are going to be listening to some small jazz groups this morning, from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Very fine lineup of some of the great musicians from that period in music, in a mix-and-match format. They all got into the studios, Commodore and Blue Note and other studios like that, the independent labels, and whoever was in town got together and joined the group, and some wonderful music resulted. And we'll hear that in our next three recordings. We're going to start in 1940 with Eddie Condon and his band. Well, Eddie Condon, of course, a guitarist, also a bit of a jazz entrepreneur. He had a nightclub, and he organized many of these sessions. He's joined on this particular recording, which is of the song Dancing Fool. It's written by Francis Wheeler, Harry Beasley Smith, and Ted Snyder. Joined, as I said, by Marty Marsala on trumpet, clarinet from Pee Wee Russell, George Bruni's trombone, and a piano from Fats Waller. He was in town that day. Eddie Condon, of course, on guitar, Artie Shapiro on bass, and the legendary George Wetling on drums. Then we'll go forward to 1956 to one of the nicest trumpeters of the century, and that has to be Chet Baker. Well, he had a lovely mellow tone to his delivery, quite unique, quite recognizable. And Chet is going to bring us a song written by Lou Brown and Sammy Fain called That Old Feeling. He's joined by Russ Freeman on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, Peter Lipman on drums. And we're also going to hear the words to the song from Chet himself. And then to one of the great jazz clarinetist and saxophone players of the century, Sidney Bechet, often referred to as one of the founding fathers of jazz. And on this one, he's playing with Albert Nicholas and his Blue Five. The song is written by Sidney Bechet, and it's called Bechet's Fantasy. That's a song title to conjure with, from 1946. Albert Nicholas is on clarinet, Sidney Bechet on soprano sax, Art Hodes on piano, George Pops Foster on bass, and Danny Alvin on drums. And we'll start with Eddie Condon and his band from 1940, Dancing Fool.
got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seem to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me, it's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart. Still in my heart.
You just heard Sidney Bechet from 1946 with Albert Nicholas and his Blue Five, bringing us a recording that Sidney wrote himself called Bechet's Fantasy. Before them, we heard Chet Baker and Russ Freeman with a song written by Lou Brown and Sammy Fain called That Old Feeling. And that was recorded in 1956. And we started out with Eddie Condon and his band from 1940 with Dancing Fool. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're enjoying some small jazz groups from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Some fabulous musicians today, and some very nice songs too. Our next song was recorded in 1944. It's from a group called George Wetling and his Rhythm Kings. Well, we heard George on a track just before, and we're going to hear him with his own group, as I said, from 1944. The song they'll bring us is called Heebie Jeebies, and it was written by Boyd Atkins. George will be joining us with Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Wilbur de Paris on trombone, Dave Bauman on piano, Bob Haggart on bass, and of course, he'll be playing the drums. Then back 4 years, we're going to go to 1940 again to a very fine group called the Bobcats. This group was carved out of the Bob Crosby Orchestra. There was a fine lineup of musicians. I call them the Dixieland alumni. And they played frequently and recorded in this smaller group format. Well, in the group we will hear this morning, Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Warren Smith trombone, Irving Fasola on clarinet, the wonderful Eddie Miller on tenor sax. What a mainstay of the group and the orchestra he was. Jess Stacy, another mainstay of this organization, and he'll be playing the piano on this one. Nappy Lamar on guitar, Bob Haggart on bass, and the wonderful Ray Baduk on drums. The song is called Jazz Me Blues, and it turned out to be a bit of a jazz standard, that one. And it was written by Tom Delaney. And then we'll go forward again to 1945, to a group led by drummer J.C. Hurd, the J.C. Hurd Quintet. And they will join us this morning with a song called What's the Use? And that was written by Isham Jones and Charles Newman. And joining J.C. on this recording, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Flip Phillips, tenor sax, Johnny Guarnieri, a very fine pianist, wonderful range of styles, on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and of course J.C. on the drums. And we will start with George Wetling and his Rhythm Kings, Heebie Jeebies from 1944. Thank you. J.C. Hurd and his quintet brought us What's the Use from 1945. Before him, we heard from Bob Crosby's Bobcats, Jazz Me Blues from 1940. And we started out with George Wetling and his Rhythm Kings, Heebie Jeebies, written by Boyd Atkins and recorded in 1944. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to smaller jazz groups from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Well, as I keep saying, these are wonderful musicians. These are mostly recordings for the independent labels like Commodore and Keynote, Blue Note. You can see there's an exchange between the groups of the various musicians. It was rather as if whoever was in town would turn up in the studio, and some wonderful combinations resulted. We hear some wonderful songs too, jazz standards and songs written by the performers themselves. Well, our next song was recorded in 1946 for the Commodore label by a group called Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores. Wild Bill Davidson, of course, a very fine trumpeter. And no prizes for guessing why the group was called the Commodores. They were a mainstay for that particular label, too. Well, the song they will bring us this morning is called Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, and it was written by Harry Barris, Ted Kohler, and Billy Moll. And joining Bill in the studio that day, Bill, of course, was on trumpet. Albert Nicholas, again, clarinet. We'll hear George Bruni's on trombone. Eddie Condon, once again, on guitar, as he so often is on these recordings. We'll hear a very fine piano from Gene Schroeder, who's a particular favorite pianist of mine, and Jack Lesberg on bass, and Dave Tuff, another wonderful drummer. And then we'll go to 1953, to Roy Eldridge, a very accomplished trumpeter, started out, well, I guess, in the 1940s. He played for a while with the band led by Gene Krupa, then went on to have a very long and wonderful career and played a great deal in these smaller group sessions, like this one. Well, this is from 1953, and Roy is joined this morning by a group that's very familiar to Canadian and world audiences, and that's Oscar Peterson Trio. Oscar, of course, on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. And Alvin Stola is providing the drums. The song is written by Clarence Muse and Leon and Otis Renee, and it was called When It's Sleepy Time Down South. And we'll round out the set with a recording from 1938. Well, we've already heard this morning from a group led by Eddie Condon, and also from him in other groups, and we'll hear from him again with his group called the Windy City Seven. Named, I assume, after Chicago, though I believe these were all recorded in New York. Well, the song is called Love Is Just Around the Corner. It was written by Louis Gensler and Leo Robin. And here's some more familiar names. Bobby Hackett on cornet, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet. Bud Freeman joins us on tenor sax, and we'll hear again the trombone of George Brunis. Of course, Eddie's on guitar again. Jess Stacy on piano, Artie Shapiro on bass, and once again George Wetling on drums. And we'll start with Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores from 1946, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams.
Thank you.
Condon and his Windy City 7 with Love is Just Around the Corner from 1938. Before them, we heard from Roy Eldridge and the Oscar Peterson Trio, When It's Sleepy Time, Down South. And we started out with Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams from 1946. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning, as I've mentioned, and as you've been hearing, we're listening to a selection of smaller jazz groups playing for the independent labels back in the 1930s and through to the 1950s. These are wonderful musicians and lovely lineups, quite a range of styles and instruments, and some wonderful jazz standards. We're going to go now to 1936 to a particularly fine group, and it was, like so many others, carved out of a larger orchestra that was flourishing at the time, and that was the orchestra led by Benny Goodman. Often called the King of Swing, he certainly hit the big time in the mid-1930s and had a very successful orchestra. And he, of course, was the master of the clarinet, one of the nicest styles around at the time. And we hear it particularly in the two smaller groups that were carved out of the larger orchestra, and that was the trio and the quartet. Well, in the Benny Goodman trio, he was joined by Teddy Wilson on piano and Gene Krupa on drums. And the quartet was the three of them joined by Lionel Hampton on vibraphone. Well, Lionel Hampton is joining them this morning, so it's the quartet. This is from 1936, and the song was written by Victor Young and Will Harris, and it's called Sweet Sue, Just You. And then we'll go to 1944, to a group led by a very fine trumpeter called Charlie Shavers. Always like listening to Charlie. He always sounds so lively and happy in his playing. Well, they all do, really, but Charlie particularly. The group is called Charlie Shavers All-American Five, and it consisted of Charlie on trumpet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax. Again, we'll hear Teddy Wilson on piano, Billy Taylor on bass, and Denzel Best on drums. And the song, well, it's written by Jack Charles, Channing Polak, Albert Willenetz, and Morris Evain, and it's called My Man. And that's from 1944. And we'll start with the Benny Goodman Quartet, Sweet Sue, Just You. Thank you. Charlie Shavers joined us with his All-American Five, My Man, featuring his trumpet and also the tenor sax of Coleman Hawkins. And we started out with Benny Goodman and his quartet, Benny on clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Lionel Hampton on vibraphone, and Gene Krupa on drums. And they brought us Sweet Sue, Just You from 1936. Well, we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I hope you've enjoyed our selection of music this morning, and thanks so much for joining me. Do please stay with us, and Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with more wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more wonderful music from days gone by. And our final song for today comes from 1957. Another trumpeter and his group, Buck Clayton. He was one of the great ones. He worked a lot with Teddy Wilson and Lester Young in the Brunswick sessions that were very famous from the 1930s, along with Billie Holiday. And this is now 1957, so he's off with another group, and they're going to bring us a Ray Noble composition called I Hadn't Anyone Till You. Joining Buck, who is, of course, playing the trumpet on this one, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Dick Katz is playing the piano, we'll hear the bass of Walter Page, and Bobby Donaldson on the drums.